This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Overseas this morning, President Biden is announcing that the U.S. will give 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine to needy nations. The president's in Britain for a series of international meetings. Last night, he addressed U.S. military members in Mildenhall, England, about an hour from London. Here's our Ed Donahue.
This is the president's first overseas trip in office.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
That summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin is next week in Geneva. The president teared up when speaking to the troops.
I only wish my major was here to thank you as well.
He was talking about his son, Beau. The president also said COVID needs to end, not just at home, but everywhere. I'm Ed Donahue.
Many are welcoming the U.S. decision to donate vaccine doses. Our Karen Shamas is overseas.
Health officials and experts in Asia are welcoming the news that the United States will be donating a further 500 million Pfizer vaccine doses to the global COVAX program, which administers doses of donated vaccines throughout the developing world. Many experts say the donation is crucial because the global disparity contributes to the creation of mutant viruses.
One expert calls this alarming. 2020 was the deadliest year in U.S. history, primarily because of COVID. But data shows the biggest increases in the death rates for heart disease and diabetes in at least 20 years. Experts think a big reason for that may be that many people with dangerous symptoms made the deadly mistake of staying away from the hospital for fear of catching COVID. North Carolina senators will soon consider a bill that would make it illegal for women to get abortions on the basis of the fetus's race, sex, or a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome. This is AP News. The battle over the Keystone XL pipeline is over, with a Canadian company dumping the project. Here's our Jackie Quinn with the latest on this longstanding fight.
TC Energy says it will work with government regulators to ensure a safe exit from the partially built pipeline that it was planning to use to run crude from the oil sand fields of Western Canada to Nebraska and then use other lines to the Gulf Coast. The company cites the inability of Canadian officials to persuade President Biden to reverse his cancellation of the pipeline's permit. The pipeline had been a campaign issue. Former President Trump revived the project, saying it would create thousands of construction jobs. But President Biden halted it over local environmental issues and overall concerns that burning oil sands crude would worsen global warming. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.